order to try and deal a little bit with this whole music controversy, I've actually asked an expert to come in to studio, and that is Jamie Fallon Smith. Jamie, hello. A very, very good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in so early to tell us how fantastic that song is.
I had to. You know, when I heard the song, mm-hmm. I thought, I've got to go in and tell them. It's fantastic.
Are you looking at doing a cover version?
I am, actually. In the works. Watch out, my Instagram is coming.
Right, exactly. And you know, the nice thing is it's just machte boom, boom, boom.
Exactly, right. It's not too hard.
Okay. So, all right. Jamie Fallon Smith, 21 years old, South African-born singer, songwriter, but I mean, that's not the kind of music really that inspires you, is it?
I think all different kinds of music definitely inspire me, mm-hmm. but at the core of it, it was really jazz.
Yeah.
I don't know if Machte Boom Boom is jazz.
It's jazzy.
Jazzy.
Yeah, I don't know. But so tell us a little bit about your career. I mean, you were on season 11 of Idols at the age of 16.
Yeah.
What kind of experience was that?
That was awesome. I mean, I had the opportunity to go on the show, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know what? I love performing. I love being on stage and working with different people. And I thought it would really helped me gain confidence in myself, and that's exactly what it did. I learned a lot. Mm. We didn't go very far, but I think it was like perfect timing for me at the time, and it was a step in the right direction for the career that I want to have.
Right. And then you got a scholarship to study overseas, right?
Yes. So I've been studying music my whole life. I've been doing jazz, contemporary, pop, all these different things. I played saxophone, a bit of piano, and all my teachers would always say to me, you should check out Berklee College of Music in Boston. Mm-hmm. That would be a perfect fit for you. And I always knew that I wanted to study music, so I did my research, and I kind of fell in love with what Berklee had to offer when I was around the same age, 16. Mm-hmm. And I started working towards going to Berklee, and I applied, I auditioned, and within a couple of weeks, I got noticed that I was accepted, and I received a scholarship to go. So
that's
incredible. Yeah. So I go.
Is your passion more songwriting or singing or both?
I think I started out being really passionate about singing and music and performing on stage. And it was only like later on in my career that I was like, oh, I can actually write songs myself. Because one of my biggest inspirations is Adele. Mm. And she writes a lot of her own songs. So I thought, well, if she's one of my biggest.
Have you had a lot of breakups?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you.
Yeah. Sorry, Tanati. I just had to go there because we need to know this stuff. Yeah.
I don't know if I would say a lot of breakups, but definitely not fun experiences.
Right.
It helps.
Well, I guess that's really the question is, not machte boom, 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 but soul music and Adele type of music, does it need to come from a place of suffering, of pain?
Well, I think when we look at the history of the blues, where soul kind of comes from, it came from suffering and it came from pain, and the way that they would sing it, they would bend the notes and make them sound a lot more like heart-wrenching. Mm. And I always had this feeling towards the blues that I loved so much, and it does come from pain a lot of the time, but there's also, you can write a happy song with that kind of sound. Mm-hmm. And I think
Has Adele written any happy songs? Because maybe we were talking about funeral songs, you know, songs to play at the funeral, and we said like, hello from the other side, not a good one.
No.
But we thought like Adele would be a good foot to play at funerals, but because we couldn't, nothing happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge fan. I think she's absolutely awesome, and she's real, and the fact that she's so real comes across.
For sure.
You know, she's not, we know who Adele is, because of her style of music and because of how she relates to us, the story she tells, etc.
Totally. I mean, if you listen to her 19 album, the one before the breakup, mm-hmm. there's some love songs on there, actually. No one really listens to that album.
Okay, yeah. You're right, actually.
Mm. Do you know, like, Chasing Pavements, Hometown Glory? Those are the good old days. And then she got her heart broken. And
I love that, though. You can literally turn your pain and suffering into a profit-making machine. I love that.
Totally.
Oh, please, any authors, most authors have done that. Songwriters, although, what is wrong with you, Zanotti? We try. Trade on pain. That's what happens. But you've had some tremendous success actually with some of your songwriting.
I have. So
tell us about that.
I also I don't know, I sing a lot of up-tempo songs as well. Like, I would say I've got a little bit of that Heartbreak Adele sound, but at the same time, I've got Amy Winehouse kind of upbeat, like, I'm going to speak about me doing my laundry. You know, like that type of thing. Right. Like, I'm very quirky.
Right.
I did a cover of a Black Coffee song a while back on my Instagram, and he reshared that. And from that, I got a bit of attention from South African DJs, which got me working with South African house Afrobeats.
Wow.
And they would send me tracks and they would say, hey, do you want to like make lyrics to this and like sing over it? And I thought, well, I mean, I am a songwriter. Let me just try my hand at this. So two songs in, I get a notification like a few weeks later that Black Coffee loves the one song that me and this DJ Kasango have done. Wow. He wants to feature it on his mix, 2019 appreciation mix, and he's taking it on tour with him, Ibiza, Greece, Miami. And I was kind of blown away that like my voice is playing out in these clubs.
That's it. We've lost her. She's gone into
She's gone. Mm. I think we'd lost her anyway.
Yeah.
You know, once you start with that whole, you know, starting overseas business. But it's actually interesting though, because that is a bit of a circle back to a kind of a unique South African energy vibe, part of your own childhood background.
Totally.
And that actually offers something very, very unique that perhaps somebody that you might be studying with from, I don't know, Miami, Florida, doesn't have.
Yeah.
Because we do have something very special. The music, African music across the continent is spectacular.
I mean, it's the roots of a lot of music, especially jazz, you know, it came from Africa. And I think, you know, one of my professors once said to me, Jamie, you got to be true to yourself and you got to do what you would do like in your country. You got to stay true to your country as a musician. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. And when I started doing this music, I was like, I think this is being true to South African music, you know?
And true to yourself, because that is part of you. Whether we realize it or not, this is the sound of a childhood and this is the sound of, you know, it's a soundtrack to our childhood. So that's got to become part of who we are, surely.
Totally.
Yeah.
It is such a big deal that you were actually noticed by Black Coffee, because he says he can't sing. He's always wanted to sing, but he can't sing. So literally the people that he features are like, he wants to live vicariously through them, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing. Where to from here?
So I write my own music. I'm currently working on a bunch of other feature tracks, also house music, beats like that. And I'm probably going to release an EP of my own quite soon. I've got a bunch of songs that I've written that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing, and I just want to perform and be on stage and inspire people. So I'm going to continue doing that. I do have to finish my year of studying.
I was just
going to
say, where are you with all of that?
So this is my last year, and I'm graduating in December.
Amazing!
Yeah.
Really, really incredible. So,
what sort of sound are you going to go for in your EP?
I'm going to go for my Jamie sound, you know, which is like a mixture of all these influences, jazz, pop, R&B, and now house music.
Yeah, so it can't really be boxed.
No, you see, people always ask me, like, what's your genre, what's your thing? And I'm like, you know what, I'd rather tell you my inspirations and my influences, and then you'll get an idea of where I'm coming from.
Or you just basically give the listener, you know, a chance to decide for themselves.
Exactly. Mm, I want to make people dance, you know. That's what I want to do. And cry as well.
Do you really want to make people cry?
Yeah, I think it's important to let out a tear or
cry.
Two. Mm-hmm. It makes you really like get in touch with your emotions, you know?
Is that a girl thing?
Get in touch with your emotions, Howard. Stop being so hard.
Yes. Yes. I can
maybe
do emotions.
Tears.
Happy tears. We can do happy tears. No. I'm really only being a little facetious. Quite a lot facetious. Of course, emotions are not a bad thing. It is good. But I'm always fascinated by, you know, people that want to read books to make them cry. People love books.
Yeah.
You know, the more tragedy in it, the better it is for them. It's just not my vibe. You know, I'm quite okay. Kasango, Jamie Fallon Smith, amazing. Is it surreal?
It is.
To have achieved already this level of success.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's really crazy when I get sent videos of the song playing live in clubs and festivals, and I see people just screaming, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, they dancing to my voice and like some lyrics that I made up in my room in college, and For me, it's just crazy, and it makes me so happy to know that, you know.
And now it's going bigger because it's going into my running playlist.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I would put it into my running list, but it's too fast for me. Do you do something a bit slower for some of us who don't run as fast as the
Nati? Then we're going to have to cry because it's going to be Adele-esque stuff.
Can't run to Adele.
Of course you can.
No,
Adele's a little bit
I get anxiety just thinking about running to Adele. Who wants to run through Glen Hazel Highlands North sobbing?
Me.
I think a lot of people. Leslie says, did you not enjoy As the Crawdads Sing? What was that movie? That book? I think that's what...
That's a blues?
No, it was that book. The Crawdads Sing. Yeah, I tried it. I just found it so gratuitously sad. You know... It's like, I can't do, it was like, you know, the guy that wrote The Kite Runner, beautiful, beautiful book. And then he wrote Another Thousand Miserable Sons, I think it was called.
Yes.
I don't think it was called A Thousand Miserable Sons. What was it
it's
called?
Not miserable. A thousand.
Well, that's what it made me. It was like gratuitous misery. What do you think? You're not upset enough. Now we're going to add a child being murdered. We saw you smiling there. Now we're going to add something else. I just find it's gratuitous.
A thousand splendid sons.
Oh, it was a thousand miserable sons for me. But we are getting a little distracted there, Zanati. Dov says, I love it. Great tune. So there you go. Amazing. Where to
Thank
from
you.
Here?
We're just going to continue making music, releasing stuff, performing,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see where it goes. I'm going to finish studying as well. That's
okay,
important.
So you've got a year left.
I've got a year left,
mm-hmm.
And I finish in December, and then...
Is the plan to stay based there, come back, or you haven't really given that much thought?
I would probably stay over there and spend some months here
right.
in South Africa, because this will always be home, but I think, you know, I'm starting to make connections overseas, and it's kind of silly for me to throw
give
that
up
away.
On those. Yeah. Right.
Like I went there to start something.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what I would say to you is do not lose the unique offering that you have, which is African music in your soul.
Totally.
I think that is so important. Time is 7:40. I'm Howard Feldman. I've been chatting in a studio to a South African girl, a Jewish South African. You went to King David?
I went to King David Lingsfield.
I mean, that's absolutely amazing. Singer and songwriter Jamie Fallon Smith, making us very, very proud. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you so much.
And certainly we will keep an eye on where you go from
Thank
here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely amazing.